Hello everyone, my name is Steven Dutzman. I am the editor-in-chief of EngageFamilyGaming.com, and this is my ride to work. Welcome to episode, I think it's 23. It's Tuesday, December 4th. I don't even know. It's been a week already, and it's only Tuesday. Our youngest has been sick. She was out on Thursday with strep, and then she went back in, and now I think she has a stomach bug. So it's been a wild week. And it's only Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. So here we are. It's my ride to work. Forgive me for not knowing what day it is or what episode this is. But hey, you know, we're getting things done. Today I want to talk about Fortnite. Couple things. And this isn't necessarily about, you know, it's how big of a game it is or anything like that. Realistically, what I want to do is just share some news and some thoughts on it. So, first, a brief piece of housekeeping. If you are curious about some of the parental controls that are baked into the Fortnite game, as of tonight, you will be able to go in to EngageFamilyGaming.com and look up, and you'll actually see articles about the parental controls in Fortnite for every console. I did one for Switch, PS4, Xbox One, I did PC, and I also did iOS and Android. They are complete with screenshots. And they are, you know, I actually have a background in technical writing, so I gave some pretty step-by-step instructions on how to access the appropriate menus. A lot of folks don't even know the option menus are there. Some parental controls that you can do. There is a profanity filter that helps deal with chat. It doesn't deal with voice chat, but it can deal with text chat. Which is a thing in that game. There is an ability to set it so that it will automatically reject friend requests from strangers. Which, the only warning on that is, that defaults everyone to a stranger. But what it means is you would have to request people. So if you only want your kid to play with their friends from school and maybe their cousin, you could do that, but you would have to be the one triggering that, because it essentially rejects the friend requests. Some other options are, there is a, the first thing I do is show you how to turn off voice chat entirely, because it is a game where you don't need it, necessarily, especially if you're playing casually. And let's see, what else can it do? Oh, and I also talk about the ability, there are in Fortnite these things called refund requests, where if you buy something with V-Bucks, V-Bucks being the virtual currency, that was a mistake. For example, if you go into the store and you hit the confirm button instead of the exit button, which happens, you know, maybe you're looking at a dance or an emote or something like that, and you bail, and you hit the wrong button, they give you 3 times ever that you can refund something that was purchased within the last 30 days. And there's a you know, right in the account screen, it'll give you, you know, how many have you used, etc. So there is that. So we've got those articles in there. The one thing that I didn't really address in those articles is the how to control the money. And that ultimately comes down to the fact that there's nothing in Fortnite itself that controls that. If you have the V-Bucks, you can buy it. And if you go into the store, it gives you the opportunity to buy V-Bucks using whatever the purchasing method is on the system. So if you want to limit the spending, you'll want to use the parental controls on the system that you are using to help limit those. Good news, I'm working on that next. I'll actually just be going right down the line and working on articles about how to deal with spending caps and how to limit purchases on the different consoles. And I'm literally just going to go through parental control by parental control to create kind of these guides. So that's the housekeeping piece on Fortnite. I've learned a lot about the parental controls within the last couple of days while I was doing the research on this. And I suspect I'm going to learn a whole lot about the parental controls on the various consoles while I go through this. I thought I knew everything, and And man, it turns out that if you spend 6 or 7 hours reading and watching videos about stuff, you learn things. Who knew? So that's Fortnite. At least the housekeeping on Fortnite content. Now, I want to talk about Season 7. Some of you might be hearing this and your eyes might be glazing over like, oh my goodness, what's this season about? So first off, fun fact, here's what a season is. It is 10 weeks of challenges, give or take an additional one. So Fortnite is a game that is intended to be played almost like a sport, right? The rules are the same for the most part, over long stretches of time. The map in general does not change. The storm that closes in on the island does not typically change, right? Like, a lot of the rules are static. However, and now this, starting on Thursday, we're going to have Season 7. So 6 times already, there have been 6 seasons. And what these are is 10-week periods of time where there is generally a theme. For example, Season 6 was, There were some instances of, there were cowboys and stuff, but it was generally, horror and Halloween themed. In fact, one of the events that took place in it was a zombie attack on the map. So the next one, it's definitely about cold stuff. So my guess is that it's going to be some kind of 10-week winter event, which is perfect for those of us in North America. And what happens is each of these seasons is divided up into 10 weeks. Now, the reason these 10 weeks are relevant, and again, this is stuff I didn't know until I really started digging into the game, and I really hadn't played it, is admittedly, some of these things, outside of just casually playing Fortnite, some of the deeper stuff is a bit of a blind spot for me, is there are weekly challenges that unlock. And these weekly challenges will be things like, go to these different locations on the map and shoot these targets, or, eliminate X number of players at a different, at different named locations, or spend 5 minutes in one match in a ghost form, or something like that. They're almost like achievements, but the idea is they're meant to be smaller, and these challenges are meant to give you direction while playing the game. But also to kind of force people to play in different ways, to explore different parts of the map that maybe they hadn't seen before, and things like that. It forces players to do that, and ultimately you get a reward for that. During each season, there's like a premier skin. There's a couple skins. I mean, ultimately it's all about the skins. This is Fortnite. So there is a premier skin that you kind of level up as you gain experience, as you complete matches. But then eventually, there is a, if you complete all of the weekly challenges, it unlocks a super hardcore, like really badass skin that, is different for every, for every season. It looks like, based on the marketing for Season 7, that it's kind of like a White Walker, lich type guy with a big crown. We don't really know, but they often have really cool effects and just super neat looking. So, why is this worthy of being brought up on a daily commute? That's a good question. Ultimately, Fortnite's the biggest game in the world, so with the exception of Minecraft. So, I wanted to hop on and, talk about it so that you know why your kids are getting excited. The biggest consequence is this weekend your kids are going to be hitting you up for their battle pass, because the Season 6 battle pass is done as of Thursday. So today is Tuesday. So today and tomorrow are the last days for our kids to play on their battle passes and earn, and try and earn any additional ranks or things like that on the current battle pass. If you aren't sure what a battle pass is, what that is you essentially spend $10 per season, and it unlocks additional challenges, and it also, that's where you get these challenges for these premier skins and things like that. You have to buy the battle pass. Otherwise, you're just kind of playing, the vanilla game. I think it's totally worth it if your kids are playing Fortnite. It's $10 for 10 weeks worth of challenges, and they get some pretty cool skins out of it, as well as if they play a lot over the course of completing a battle pass, if you do it right, if they do it right, they should be able to earn enough V-Bucks by completing battle pass challenges that you shouldn't have to ever really buy a battle pass again. Because, you know, it actually gives you the V-Bucks that you need. So that's that. So we have two more days of season six. So your kids are going to be bugging you the next couple of days to maybe get a little bit of extra time. It is worth noting that if they really are really close to the end of it, they're not going to be able to get some of these things. So when they say, oh no, I'm not going to be able to get this skin again, they're generally right, or at least they have been, that's right so far. So take that into consideration. They're not just blowing smoke at you. You know, if they're really close, maybe let them do it. You know, for me, I don't know. I mean, I think there's something to be said about, you know, giving a look at that. So season seven is starting. We know when the announcement is going to be. The season seven starts on Thursday. Thursday is a big day in the game industry because Thursday is the Game Awards. Now, this is where we are kind of in rumor territory. Basically, we know Season 7 starts on Thursday. We know that the Game Awards are also on Thursday night. I'll be watching them and providing information. So I'll be tweeting it out, and I'll be talking about it in our Facebook chat. Not the Facebook chat, but in the Facebook group. I'll be doing it there. That we also know that they have already confirmed that one of the heads of Epic will be at the Game Awards, not only to, because Fortnite has been nominated for a bunch of stuff, but that they are making a big Fortnite announcement. Now, for me, that just made sense. Season 7 starts that day, they're making a big Fortnite announcement, and they're making a gameplay premiere. Maybe they're going to make a change to the map. Maybe it'll be a snow-covered map for a little while. I don't know. It's tough to say. And then one of their PR people said, no, I just want to make this clear. The announcement that they are talking about is not Season 7. So they're announcing something else, which is kind of crazy. So now that brings us into, like, weird rumor theory mode. Now let me dive down a rabbit hole with you. If you will recall, earlier on this year, there was a Thanos game mode that went along. It was essentially a promotional tie-in with the Avengers. Might be a little movie you might have heard of. So, the Avengers happened. There was a tie-in game mode with Thanos. Makes sense. They already created those assets, so it makes sense that they would, at some point, reintroduce at least that game mode. Maybe even the skin. It's tough to say, right? But at the, and that's the easy part, right? But what we know as a result of the fact that they created this game mode is that Disney and the team behind licensing for the Avengers has a working and established relationship with Fortnite, and I cannot imagine that that did not go well for them, right? Thanos was all over social, right? I mean, people were sharing GIFs and videos of him doing all the Orange Justice dance and all sorts of other goofy stuff. Did great on Snapchat. I am not on Snapchat. However, you know, I see when IGN or other places create content on Snapchat, a lot of times it'll kind of slip out into Instagram or things like that, the videos. And they made tons of videos of just Fortnite and Thanos just doing stupid, crazy stuff. Also, the Russo brothers, who directed Avengers, are going to be at the Game Awards. Coincidence? Maybe, because the Russo brothers love video games. They've said it. They were interviewed for it. During post-production for Infinity War, they've gone on record as saying that they spent all of their breaks and a lot of after-hours time, they spent a lot of time playing Fortnite as a group, which is why they had the idea to reach out and say, hey, can we do a Fortnite mode? Because it just made sense. So, the Russo brothers, who are absolutely tied to the Avengers, are going to be at the Game Awards. They're big gamers, so them just being presenters, that doesn't necessarily bother me. But we know there's a Fortnite announcement, and it's not necessarily Season 7. We know Season 7 is getting announced anyway, because it doesn't really even need to be announced. They can just start, right? They can just release a trailer and start Season 7. We all know it's coming. But the last couple of times, they've had some pretty crazy events to start these things. I don't know if you remember not Season 6, but Season 5. They actually had real-world llamas, loot llamas, distributed throughout the world. They had the Der Burger disappear. If you know what the Der Burger is, just kind of Google it. But it disappeared from inside the Fortnite map, and they actually just dropped it off in a desert in California. They're just the marketing team at Epic has infinity dollars, and it's just doing crazy stuff. So there are some possibilities as to what they could be doing. I think easy. I'm very confident that there will be Marvel skins in the near future. It just really seems like that's just a no-brainer that there would be, a series of Infinity War themed skins. Not necessarily superheroes, right? I don't think, if they put, Iron Man out there, everyone would be Iron Man pretty much forever. How do you beat that? I'll tell you what, if they put the Vision into Fortnite as a skin, I would start playing Fortnite, because that would be rad for me. So I don't know about that, but Infinity War themed skins make absolute sense to me, right? But what if it was crazier? A game mode is almost a no-brainer. They've already done it, so just make another one. They had a Thanos mode where you walked around the map. There were gems. You could run and try and find those gems, and if you could find all of them, then you turned into Thanos. Half the remaining players died, because obviously. And then you couldn't pick up weapons, but you had crazy superpowers because Thanos. That was rad. And so it makes total sense that they would do something similar to that. But what if we went a step farther? Now, I want to go fully on record as saying that this is not an original idea of mine. However, it is one that I listened to, and I thought that you guys might appreciate it. So shout out to Greg Miller from Kinda Funny Games. His theory yesterday, and I think it's so crazy that it's possible, is that the Russo brothers are on stage at the Game Awards. They come out, they announce that there will be some skins, whatever. I think that's just a given. And that the Thanos mode will come back to coincide with the new Avengers movie. But I believe that they are going to announce, I think it's possible that they're going to announce that you will be able to watch the Avengers trailer at Risky Reels, at the movie theater, inside Fortnite. not necessarily exclusive or, but just, it's a thing you will be able to do, which is watch this trailer on the movie theater at the, basically at the drive-in in Fortnite. And there might be an event tied to that. Like, you know, watch the trailer and, you know, and if you can watch the trailer as part of like a match, maybe there's like a reward that you can get, maybe like a cool Avengers back bling or something like that. That I don't know. But there is already precedent. And if you look in the EFG community, we showed that the information that, Wreck-It Ralph was already on Risky Reels. They have a movie theater inside their, theater inside their game, and they can display whatever graphics on it that they want. Why wouldn't they play the Avengers trailer? Fun fact also, and this is just me thinking, why couldn't they just play the Avengers in it? Just on loop for the next couple of months. Like, wouldn't that be just super rad to be able to just sit in Fortnite and watch it? I mean, I don't know that I would do that because that's a lot of effort, but I think that'd be kind of neat. So that is my thought right now. That, you know, season 7 is coming. It is definitely going to be winter themed. And that makes total sense in North America, which is the biggest market for Fortnite right now. It's going to be winter, so we know it's going to be, you know, a winter-themed event. I think that makes a lot more sense for a game that is about, that is ultimately about violence. Most of the holidays that are celebrated over the next handful of months are not about violence. So a holiday-themed, like a holiday-themed Fortnite thing, theming a whole season around it doesn't exactly seem smart, right? Overwatch does a holiday thing. And yes, they have Christmas skins and things like that, but it's all about winter. And so, same thing, you know, so I suspect that that's what we're going to get. You know, and we will get some premier skins where, you know, maybe they'll be able to be this cool, weird White Walker thing. I don't know. We're going to see all that stuff on Thursday. So, the good news is I will be live tweeting the event. So if you are interested in knowing what is going on with the Game Awards, I will be live tweeting it. So you will be able to, I'll be retweeting the announcements and sharing my thoughts there. I also will do a pre-show where I talk about the stuff that we know, and then I will do a post-show afterwards. It will be a little late for a lot of us parents, but it'll be VOD, so you'll be able to talk about it, and I will go over all the announcements. And then the good news is, Friday morning, I will be working from home on Friday. However, I will do a EFG daily commute in the morning to go over specifically the family-friendly announcements from the Game Awards. And without question, Fortnite is, I've already started pre-writing all of my articles, and Fortnite is definitely part of those discussions. So, if you and your kids play Fortnite, or just your kids play Fortnite, be ready. Lots of information coming in the next couple of days. They're going to be bugging you for some extra playing time in the next couple of days. I have given you the information that if they say that they'll never be able to get some of these things again, that they might. It is actually true. Use that information as you will, for good or evil. So I do hope you guys have a wonderful day today. I'm almost at the office. And so I will talk to you tomorrow. And until next time, I want to make sure you don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you guys soon, all right? Bye now.